Proverbs. You did have a thought from me about Proverbs last week, so I'm kind of veering away from this week's reading on Proverbs, having spent, well, it kind of turned into a bit of a rant, I have to confess, last week. But if you'd like to listen to it, www.stjohnthedivine.bc.ca, all of the sermons and thoughts, including the excellent one this morning from Dean Emerita Ansley Tucker, are there. But I couldn't completely ignore it this week, because there is a helpful corrective to the fact that apparently you must listen to your father for wisdom, according to this passage, in that wisdom is always talked of in our Hebrew scriptures and is interchangeable with spirit and breath as feminine. And that divine feminine continues to be out, no matter how hard the patriarch of our scriptures tries to push it down again and again. And we thank God for that. So holding on to wisdom, seeking and attaining wisdom, is definitely a good aspiration. So there's some good advice in this evening's reading from Proverbs. So it's the first letter of John for my brief thoughts for this evening. 1 John 3:16 to chapter 4, verse 6. So when Carol Ann asked me what my choice of readings for this evening was, because there was an option of a gospel reading instead of that epistle, I went straight to 1 John chapters 3 and 4, thinking, oh, I get to preach about love, because it's all at the heart of these chapters. Nice, thinks I. But I didn't actually read the passage before I said yes. Not each verse. And of course, like every bit of our scriptures, there's thorns there among the flowers. Things I would love to happily unpack in a significantly longer talk, like what it means to believe in the name of Jesus. I did a thesis on that once. The thesis wasn't great, but I have some ideas. And the chestnut about receiving whatever we ask from God because we obey God's command. There's a kind of some tricky ground there. Really, I don't think these things mean what we might think they mean, but we'd need lots of time to get to grips with them, and it would be better as a conversation than a sermon, and certainly not a sermuncle like this evening. So invite me out to coffee sometime, and I'll happily chat to you about this at any length that you wish, and hear about your understanding too. So at the heart of this letter, this first letter of John, and it's worth saying here, we don't know who wrote this. Some more conservative scholars think John the Apostle wrote the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and the Revelation to John. Seems unlikely. Some believe one author wrote wrote the Gospel and the Revelation to John, another the letters. Some think the letters and the Gospel are by the same author, but not the book of Revelation. Well, you get the picture. It's kind of interchangeable wherever you want to make it land. Anyway, at the heart of the letter we heard tonight, there is, in the wider context of the whole letter, there is this theme of love at the core. The love of God for us. The love of us for one another. The love of that energizes and inspires all people of faith. It's a love which is self-giving. The opening, lay down our lives for one another, may well mean me giving up our lives in the service of other human beings, but really it's about laying down, I think, that bigger picture of laying down our selfishness that prevents us truly connecting, empathizing, and indeed loving other people. This is a hard-edged love, a love with it which is sacrificial, that doesn't count the cost before acting in a loving manner. Seeing others in need, this love responds. It is generous. It's also a love that's not in theory or even in sermons, but a love that's only made real in action. Some Christians seem to think the loving option is to tell people how much God loves them and that they should pull themselves up by the bootstraps with hopefully God's help. But that's it. That's as far as that love goes. John does not let us get away with that. Divine love, the kind of love shown to us in the person of Jesus Christ, is a demanding, giving, active, dynamic, world-changing, affirming love. It is not an easy option, but it is a commandment that we are to love one another just as God loves us. How that love is worked out, well, that's for us to work out in our journey, our community together. But I'm grateful to Bill Tarter for something he said repeatedly in his time here, almost like a mantra. It begins with learning to ask in any situation, what is the loving response to this? And to go from there. May we have the wisdom to do so. Amen.